You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Allbirds is the California-based shoe company known around the world for its incredibly comfortable shoes, with a simple and beautiful design made from all-natural materials. And exactly a year ago on The Entrepreneurs, we introduced our listeners to Tim Brown, the Allbirds co-founder who told us about his journey from life as a professional footballer in his native New Zealand to launching a shoe company centered around sustainability, which would go on to sell over 1 million pairs after just a few years in business. Well, in the past year, Allbirds has continued its incredible growth while introducing more eco-friendly materials and adopting more sustainable business practices. The Certified B Corporation has also reached its goal of going completely carbon neutral this year. For today's episode, I sat down with Allbirds' other co-founder, Joey Zwillinger, an engineer and renewables expert who helped to launch the company with Tim back in 2015 and continues to drive business and research and development efforts. We spoke about new product and new materials while uncovering a bit more about how the brand keeps impact at its core. But Joey began by reminding us of where Allbirds began.
Tim Brown was a professional soccer player sponsored by all the big athletic companies. Throughout that experience, he found that these companies were slapping huge, bright logos on the side of everything and trying to draw attention away from the athlete and onto the brand, and were less focused on the comfort or the qualities of the shoe that he would have wanted. And that simple early design insight led him down a path of trying out some experimentation, literally cobbling some shoes in some random factories he found on Google. And this is dating back to 2012 now, something like that. During this time, I was actually working at a biotech company. I was an executive that led the chemicals business and it was renewable chemicals, where we engineered microalgae and we engineered it to produce high performance and very sustainable products that would replace petrochemicals. So I was traveling around the world working with multinationals, trying to sell in these algal-based products. And what I found was that everyone loved the idea and no one bought it. And so because my wife happened to be best friends with Tim's wife, girlfriend at the time, because they went to undergrad together, college, we end up getting together. And Tim and I were this really nice combination of design and marketing for Tim and all the material science and sustainability thoughts from what I've been doing for the last decade in my career.
The shoes made from wool, meant to be sustainable, lightweight, they look great. You know, you've raised a lot of VC money, celebrity endorsements out in San Francisco, out in Silicon Valley, doing really well for yourselves. Tell me about how the progression has been on the fabric side and on the sustainability side.
Yeah, I think the thing that's really important for us is that we create a business that does really well financially, but the fact that every time we do better financially, it does better for the planet. And so we've completely aligned our mission of making better things and doing that in a better way with financial outcomes. So if you buy a pair of Allbirds instead of a pair of, you name any other brand, you're doing something net positive for the world. And that's something we're really proud of, and we've been very intentional. And so that goes all the way back to the first starting point of design, and it goes back to the textile sourcing of the fibers and also to the design of the textile themselves. So as an example, we have a eucalyptus fiber that we source from a South African plantation of eucalyptus trees, which uses no irrigation and, you know, 5% of the water use that a traditional textile would use. And we've done this in an incredibly sustainable way, harvested that, gone through a supply chain to make a textile that is actually knit to shape. So we knit it on a flatbed knitting machine, and you take this eucalyptus fiber, and we made a proprietary blend of this, and you put that into the flatbed knitting machine, and you get the actual shape of the upper of the shoe. And so we've thought about that because it reduces waste in the process. It allows you to actually put different kind of components throughout the knit. So some areas that need more durability, we've put in a couple more ends of yarn. All of this goes back to your question around how do we think about sustainability when we think about design? And it's incredibly well integrated into our process. And that integration allows us to make something that feels special for the customer. So when you put on our shoes, it feels absolutely amazing. And that allows us to quite literally knit the DNA of our company being sustainability right into our product.
That's fascinating that in the design, that is part of the sustainability right there and how it is going to be produced. I imagine not a lot of people think that way, but it's also part of reducing emissions, reducing the impact that you're having down the road.
Yeah, and I think not a lot of other people think that way because not a lot of other companies have a mission that's so specific to be around creating something that is great for customers, but also great for the planet from an environmental perspective. So that's the constraint that we set. And any creative process is only as good as the constraints that you set around it. When we say that sustainability is a non-negotiable for us, it means that when you're thinking through this stuff, we actually put a score on every single product we have. Every product has a score. And that score is, what are the carbon emissions and what are the carbon impact of making that product? And that goes all the way up to the fiber and all the way down through shipping to the customer. And we try to minimize that score because we actually have decided to offset that score with carbon offsets. So we pay for the pollution that we make. And that's our way of making sure that every purchase from a customer is comfortable on your feet and comfortable in your mind.
I had read that you want to be carbon neutral in 2019. Has that happened or is something that's in the process?
No, we are 100% all the way through up and down the supply chain.
That is amazing, especially when you think of, as you say, the shipping. That's the big part and the production.
Shipping turns out to be about 5%. The manufacturing and the goods that you source are the lion's share. It's over 60%. And that's true for almost every company. And that's why we've paid so much attention to minimizing the carbon impact of every material that we source. And as an example, I think a good one that's really recent, we just came out with a product called the Mizzle. So for anyone listening in the UK, that's from Cornwall, and it's a misty drizzle. And what we've done is we've taken our wool runner, we've redesigned it, we've elevated it into a high top. We've used some natural rubber from certified plantations from rubber trees. And we've come up with a fluorine-free water repellency treatment that means that you can walk in the often rainy London streets with water just beating off your feet and still maintaining the great comfort of a wool runner. It's another example of really thinking about sustainability in differentiating the product. And we're incredibly pleased at how people are receiving it so far since we launched it and this fall in 2019. And I'm very optimistic about that.
You often think about this type of innovation in fabric and product in sort of the niche world of sport, I guess, and in those, you know, very high-end global sort of brands that are leading that change on technical fabrics, let's say. But how exciting is it for you as a startup that is doing this amazing research in materials?
It's cool because we love it and we think there's this big opportunity because those companies, they really are doing a lot of research and development, and they're doing this textile research specifically to enable athletic performance. And we're not an athletic performance company. We're enabling amazing everyday comfort. You put on our socks that we just came out with. We have a new material called Trino, which is cleverly called tree and merino wool. We smashed the words together. You can tell we paid a big branding agency for that one. But Trino is got the soft cooling comfort of our tree material and the really soft and coziness from the wool, temperature regulation and odor management. And this feels incredible on your feet when you put it on. Very affordable, but that's the kind of same R&D process that one of the big athletic companies would try to do to make you run faster. And we've tried to make you feel super comfortable for your entire day. It is really exciting that we're able to do the same thing and just bring it to bear and bring all that effort to bear on a different problem.
Allbirds is certified B, is that correct? How important is that to you?
Really important. It's a big reason. It aligns with our mission. We're a public benefit corporation with environmental conservation stated as the public benefit in addition to just our fiduciary responsibility to our shareholders. Being a certified B Corp is something I can tell you that, you know, it's probably like well over 50% of our employees now come to us because of that. And we get amazing talent with people who are super mission aligned with what we're trying to do. We're at the really front edge of a movement here, where I think consumers are expecting businesses to stand up and do more for society than just make money for people. Mm. And we fundamentally believe that that's the right thing to do. And so being part of the leading edge of this community, something we're both really proud of, and I think can hopefully change the way people manufacture stuff and do business in general.
Absolutely fascinating. I'm glad you brought that up because I often ask who are the drivers of change, if it's the consumers with their dollars or the businesses creating interesting marketing and creating products that people want. But I guess it must be exciting to be right in the heart of that.
This combination. I mean, I think both Tim and I have felt that consumers really want this. They're demanding it, and they're demanding it globally. Europe is incredibly progressive, probably more so than the U.S. in terms of how consumers are thinking about sustainability when it comes to fashion and other consumer products. And even in China, where we're operating now, there's a big surge of green thinking amongst consumers that's pushed by the government as well. It's truly a global phenomenon that's happening, and I do not think brands were accommodating that need particularly well. And I think that's part of the reason why we've been able to carve out a bit of a unique space where we're making this no-compromise offering where you make great products and they're good for the planet. People really are latching onto that concept, and I'm sure and hope that lots of other people follow in the direction that we're going, which will probably make it harder for us, but it's the right thing to do and the right place for the world to go.
Well, in this world, the idea of consume less maybe is a good answer to some of the world's problems. Where does Allbirds fit in that going forward?
Yeah, you know, it's a tricky one, and we've thought through this a lot. We do sell stuff, but we don't think that inherently selling something is evil. Our view has been, in the UK, take for example, consumers buy about 8 pairs of shoes per year. So there's something like close to 500 million pairs of shoes sold in the UK every year. And so I don't think that if we do a really, really good job, we're adding another shoe to that 8 shoes purchased. You're just probably trading off from another company to buy Allbirds instead. On that basis, because we've been so thoughtful on what we source and we offset all of the carbon impact of each of those shoes, we believe that consumers making a phenomenal decision that affects the planet really positively. We work, of course, every day to make our products as durable as possible and still have the same comfort level that we've come to be known for. That's generally how we've approached that topic, and that 100% carbon neutrality is something that really helps, because even if we sell another shoe, we still mitigate all the emission impact from that production.
Joey Zwillinger, co-founder of Allbirds. My thanks to Joey for coming in to share his story. And if you'd like to hear our interview with co-founder Tim Brown, it's Entrepreneurs episode 361. Just search for Allbirds at monocle.com or find it wherever you get your podcasts. My thanks as well to Maylee Evans, who mixed and edited this program. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.